Today's daf is Nedarim, daf Nun Gimel, the last daf here in the sixth parak of Maseches Nedarim, and we continue the parak and the prakim that are about different lashonos that are used by the Noder, and what do they have in mind. Again, it's all based on umdana pashtus. If somebody says, this is what I meant, right afterwards, then lachor, we believe, we had the Mishnah earlier, upirusheim lahakel. But this is, if it's in a place where he says something, and his neder is based on whatever that language suggests in that locale, so that's what we follow. So we already had a number of lashonos in terms of foods, and now we continue the top of Nun Gimel Amid Aleph. Says the Mishnah, Hanodim and Tamarim, Mutter Bidvash Tamarim. If somebody makes a nether from Tamarim, then he's allowed to have date honey. Dvash Tamarim, because when somebody says Tamar, they don't mean the date honey that comes out of it. We know in Halacha, in the Torah, when somebody says Dvash, when the Torah says Dvash, it means Dvash Tamarim, even though when somebody says Dvash in life, it might mean dvash of bees, but this dvash that's meant in the Torah, we assume if somebody says tamar, befeirish, so then what comes out of the tamar, right, eretz avas chalav udvash, that's dvash tamarim, he is mutter in that. Mi sidvanios, when somebody makes a nether from sidvanios, what are sidvanios? The Ran says, anavim she'enam misbashlim va'omdim bimeach oref. Grapes that don't become ripe, and therefore they stay on the vine all the way until the winter. So those are sidvanios. They are generally not appropriate. They're not good enough to make wine from them. So you make vinegar from them. So sidvanios, mutter b'chom sidvanios. If somebody makes a nether from those grapes that stay even during the winter, so it's mutter to have the vinegar that comes from them because that was not included in the nether. Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira Omer, he argues, kol sheshem told us so, karuya alav, no v'noder heimenu, Aser Bayotse Hemanu. Any time that the name of the original source is said with the item, with the juice, with the Yotse Mimenu, the original source of it is called on their name as well, so then it is Aser as well. If somebody says, by Dvash Tamarim, they call it Dvash Tamarim. They don't call it Dvash. So you see, Tamar is in the name of the Dover Hayotze Mimenu. That's good enough to be included in the Neder, says the Yehuda ben Beseira. So again, this is Machlokas in Metzias, what's the Umdana? Or is there some formality to it that if you have the Neder that has something in mind, if the other items also have that name called on it, so then that would be make it Aser too. So we'll have to see. V'chachamim Matirim, and the Chachamim Matir, in this case, that no, that's not true. Arguing on Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira. Ask the Gemara. Chachamim haynu tana kama. There seem to be three shittos in the Mishnah. Isn't one and three the same? One and three both argue on Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, and they say by all of these items, if you aser, if you're noder from the item itself, you are not aser from the dover hayotze bimenu. So isn't that the same shittah one and three? So ikabinayu hada. No, the following is the nafkamina. And then let's see the Gemara, and then we'll see the Ran. There are really three shittas. There's the Tanakhama in our Mishnah, there's the Yehuda ben Beseira in our Mishnah, and then there's the Rabbanan who are this shita coming up in the Brisa. Klal ze amar Rav Shimon ben Elazar. Kol she darko le'echol v'derech hayotzi mimenu le'echol. If the derech is to eat both the item and the dover that comes out of the item, kigo tamarim udvash tamarim, like tamarin, like the dates and the date honey that comes out of it. Nadar bo aser bayotzi mimenu, no der miyotzi mimenu aser bo. If you make a neder either from the edible item, or from the Yotze Mimenu edible item, so then you're Aser in both. That is the Tanakhama. You're always Aser in both if they're both edible. So if you say Aser from Tamar, then you're Aser in the Dvash Tamar. If you Aser from the Dvash Tamar, you're Aser in the Tamar. That is the Tanakhama's opinion in our Mishnah. And we're going again with the Girsa that we have in our Gemara, which is the Girsa of the Ran and others. Kol she'ein darko le'echol v'derech hayotzi mimenu le'echol. If you generally don't eat it, but you only eat what comes out of it, derech hayotzi mimenu le'echol, like the sitvanios, right? You don't eat the sitvanios, but you use the chobet sitvanios. So then, no derbo ein aser ela b'yotzi mimenu. If you make a nether from it, but it's not going to be usher because you usually don't eat it. So you assume that that's not what the person meant, and it's only usher hayot bimenu. Shalom eskavin ze el liyot bimenu. That's the only one that he had in mind to usher. So the Tanna Kamma holds, as we said in our Mishnah, Tanna Kamma holds everything's always usher. You're always usher in it, even if it is not edible. Right, if also, even if just the Yosi menu is edible, but the Tanna Kamma says you're always usher in it. Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, the second day in our Mishnah, says, well, always hold that if the derech is to eat both of them or just to eat Hayotmi menu, then you are usher. I'm sorry, I misspoke. The Tanna Kamma holds you're always usher only in the item, right? Like the Tanna Kamma says, right? If you're no different from a tamar, you're only usher in the tamar. If you know they're on the dvash, you're only usher in the dvash. Right? Always go by what is, you only usher on the item that was said. Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira is the one that says you're always usher in both. Always usher in both. If it's derech to eat both of them, or even only the derech to eat what comes out, still, it's Aser Bo, and the Reb Shimon ben Elazar in the Braisa, which is the third Shita in our Mishnah, the Gemara is suggesting, when the Chachamim are Matir, that's only when it's Derech to eat both, the Bo and Yotze Bo, that's when it's Aser Shnehem. But if it's the Derech only to eat Hayotze Bo, then you're only Aser Hayotze Bo and not it, you're allowed to eat it, and that's against the Tanna Kamma, that's the Ika Benayu between the Tanna Kamma and the Chachamim. Good. The Ron wonders here on the Dibur Masav Chama Matirim, right in the middle of the medium, small lines. Vika LeMeidak, who is the wondering? Who is this first opinion like? The Tanna Kamma that says you're always us or only in the item that you said. Tanna Kamma Mani Esther Ron Lo Rabbi Yosi Velo Rabbanon. We had a machlokas earlier between Rabbi Yosi and the Rabbanon about Kum V'Chalav, and we said we ended up saying it wasn't a machlokas. But the Gemara said, if you called it the way of milk, kuma dechalba, then either Rabbanan also would aser. So here you call it vash tamarim, you call it chometz and vanios. How can anybody say that that's mutter? So the Ran gives two answers. Number one says the Ran, delo dummy. De'ilu gabi kum dechalav hakum lo nishtane mitzura letzura. What are you talking about? Whey and milk. So it's really the same item. You have separated it from something that was mixed in with it, but it's the same item. Monish tana mitzura letzura. Demi karanami kishaya meurav bechalav beosa tzura atzmaya. Even when it was mixed up in the milk, so the ingredients are here, and the ingredients were just separated. Aval hachahari nishtana haguf. But here there's a difference. Here, if you have fruit, and then you have, you know, the juice that comes out of the fruit. You have a tamar. The dvash tamarim wasn't exactly inside the tamar the same way that it is when it's squeezed out. Right? The way it is just mixed in. But here it is different. And that's why even if you're machmer earlier, because it is still called and connected to what it was, here is different. The Ran quotes that from the Rashba. And then the Ran says his own sheet. The Va'ot. Dibikum. Kikari le kuma de chalba. Mibresha adayin taras chalav alav kari le. Why do people call it the way of milk? Because they know it comes from the milk. They know it's connected to the milk. Velo lahafresh bein zeh la'acher. They don't call it kuma de chalba to separate it from a different type of kum. This is kumat achalba and not kum of something else. They call it kumat achalba to connect it to the chalba, to the chalav, to the chalav. She'ein nikra kum elazeh. But here, when we say devash tamarim, why do we call it tamar? Because we're connecting it to tamar? No. Because we're contrasting it to other devash. Why do we call it chometz isvanios? Not because we're connecting it to this isvanios. We're contrasting this to other types of chometz. So that's why the connection of the word to the source doesn't impact and doesn't make it being included. Lo shiyeh adayin toras tamarim v'sisvanios aleihen, ela lahafrish bein dvash tamarim lidvash acher, ubein chometz sisvanios lachometz acher. The Ran has two important opinions. Why here would there be a shita that says mutter? The Tanna Kamma here. It's against both opinions earlier. We'd rather not say there were three opinions. Like, would one of these opinions, would the Tanna Kamma argue on the kum and the chalav discussion from before? The Ran says no, because there it's more chamer, because A, it's the same as it was, it's just separated from its other ingredient. And number two, the reason that we call the name connecting it to the tamar and the sitvanios is not to connect it to the source fundamentally, but to contrast it to other items that are different from it. So again, when you have a name of something, it's crucial to know why we call it that name, because the name gives away something very deeper, gives away a deeper understanding of the item. And we know this going back all the way to Parshas Bereishis, when Adam Rishon gave names to all the items, all the beings, and all the items in the world. Right? The Pasuk says, Perek Beis, Pasuk Yud Tes, Vayitzer Hashem Elokim min Adam, min Ha'adama, Kol Chayas HaSadev, Es Kol Lov HaShemayim, Hashem created all the animals and all the birds, Vayaveya Adam Leros Mayikralo, and he brought it to Adam to see what he would call it, Leros Mayikralo. What does that mean? To see what he would call it. And whatever Adam said, that was its name. What's the emphasis of that pasuk? To Hashem brought it to Adam to see what he would call it, and whatever he called it, that was its name. Says the Netziv in the Amud Davar. A name is not just an arbitrary labeling of a certain item. No, Adam saw into the mahus and the reality of that item, and he connected the name of it to that item. Mashi yisbonein ha'adam al nefesh chaya shel osa bria haynu ha'koach haruchani shelo hu shmo shel guf ha'bria. That is the name of the inherent name of the item. Afilu b'shoah she'enu mishtamish b'zeh ha'koach she'akol talui b'koach ha'kamus she'notzer lozeh ha'tachlis b'eis ha'tzorech. And Hashem knows, and Adam knew. Omei ha'roi haya, meaning these names might not even be what we call siba but siman. Adam saw into the nature of the item and he said, this has to be a sus. This has to be a aze. All the animals. Umeyarai hayalachtov ma yikra lahem. It's better to say ma yikra lahem, ma yikra lo. Vachei kolash yikra lahem. Ela pirish lo bishvilo. Hainu bishvil ha'adam. Says the Netziv. How do you read this pasuk? Leros, to see what you would call them, not would call lo, is singular. Why does it say Ma'ikra Lohem? No, Ma'ikra Lo, what Adam would call it as these items relate to himself. That's what the Lo is. It's not referring to the items, it's referring to Adam. Ditzo'eles Hashemos Haya Bishvil Ha'adam, She'yodeya Eichlish Tamesh Bahem. The name reflects how you're supposed to use these items. Umen Hashem She'nitan Lehabiria Yavchin Adam Tivabriya. And he quotes that from his nephew, Migisi Uben Achi Agon Rav Duber Epstein Halevi. That's the Netziv. But again, a name is something very unique and special. Right? We know there are sources that talk about when parents give a name to a child, there's Siyata Deshmaya involved in that. Sometimes we hear stories about somebody whose the name was switched and he didn't name it exactly what it was supposed to be. Ultimately, looking back, that was the name that was supposed to be given, and there was special Siyata Deshmaya that parents are given in order to name their children. Okay, let's continue with the next Mishnah. Says the Mishnah, Hano der min hayayin, mutter b'yayin tapuchim. Somebody makes a neder from wine, he is mutter to have yayin tapuchim. We'll translate that as apple wine or juice that comes from apples, even though there is a discussion that it could be that tapuchim in the times of Chazal meant something else. We translate tapuchim as apples. But it could be that it doesn't mean apples. There's a Gemara in Psachim that seems to say that tapuchim have a type of acidic taste. Apples generally aren't acidic. There are certain types of apples, crab apples. There are some that are somewhat acidic, but most of them are sweet. So, and they talk about that in the context of charoses. So, but we'll translate it for apples as apples for now. So, another bit of yain, mutter b'yain tapuchim. Same type of idea. You make a neder from wine. So, what do you mean by wine? We know you mean wine from grapes. And mutter b'yain tapuchim. And Hashemen mutter b'shemen shumshemin. Because oil means olive oil. Min ha'dvash. Mutter b'dvash tamarim. If somebody focuses on dvash, right? In the last Mishnah, we focus on tamar. So mutter b'dvash tamarim or not, that was a discussion. But here the opposite. If you just say dvash, then mutter b'dvash tamarim. Why? So says the Tiferes Yisrael. Because not by Lashon HaTorah, and says it to Pharisee Yisrael, in the Torah, Dvash means Dvash Tamarim, but in parlance, in language, so it does not mean that people always mean it devorim. Stomo dvash devorim b'losha b'nei adam masha enkein b'torah stomo dvash tamarim, says the Tiferes Yisrael on our Mishnah. So that is yayin and that is dvash. Minachometz, if somebody says vinegar, mutter b'chometz etvanios, as we said, because that is not the normal chometz, even though that's the only thing that comes out of this etvanios. Minakreshim, mutter b'kaflotos. Somebody is they're from leek, from a karish, he's mutter to have kaflotos, which is a specific type that is not included. Mina yarach, mutter biyarkos asada, shu shem lavai. If somebody makes an edder for vegetables from yarachos, so we assume that he only means yarachos that are in his garden. Things that grow when they are within the rishus of a person. But yarkos asada, that is different because that has a shem lavai, that has an accompanying name, and if you meant Yarkos Asada, you would have included that, right? Rashi, the Ron says, Stam Yerek, lo mashma ela Yerek Gina. Stam Yerek means Yarkos that you grow in your garden, but Yerek in the Sada outside, so that would not be included. The Ron here also adds on one other line to the Mishnah, right? Again, the Mishnah said, Yayin does not include Yayin Tapuchim. Says the Ron, on the last line also, he quotes this related to the Ron, quotes this from the Ramban, third to last line in the Ron. Mihu afilu hachi hanoder minayayin aser b'chamer mevashla. Even though the Mishnah said that in the name, the last line of the Mishnah said, whenever there's a shem lavai, it is not included because you meant the stam. You didn't mean the one with the shem lavai. What about yayin mevushal? What about cooked wine? That's included, even if you only say yayin, because that's not different than stam yayin. Stam yayin can include that. V'chein kasav harambanzal. It says the Ran, that's what my great-grand Rebbe said. Ramban, Rashba, Ritva, Ran. So, the great-grand Rebbe of the Ran was the Ramban. Says the Ran quoting him, Yayin Mevushal is included if one says Yayin. V'lo dami li Yarkos Asada. This is not like if somebody says Yerek, Yarkos Asada are not included. Tahani miniach rininin ha. Because those, Yarkos Asada is a different type than Yerek. Aval Chamra, the Chamra Mevashla, Chad mina ninu. But wine and cooked wine is one min. Because it was this bashel, it has not lost its status, its name, and therefore cooked wine is included in wine. So this is interesting because we know there are areas of halacha where it makes a difference whether yayin is mevushal or not. Just for Kiddush, first of all, 2 days in the Shulchan Aruch, Machlokas, the Rambam and other Rishonim had to read a Gemara in Maseches Baba Basra, but the Shulchan Aruch quotes, are you allowed to use yayin mevushal for Kiddush every Friday night? The Shulchan Aruch says in Reish Ayin Beis, right? That is the siman about what you can make Kiddush on. How do you remember that? Because when you make Kiddush Friday night, sometimes you're hungry, right? Ra'ev. So that's why that's the siman that talks about the types of wines that you could use for Kiddush. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Mikadshin al Yayin Mevushal, v'al Yayin sheyesh bo dvash. You could use cooked wine, meaning you cook it early in the process. Which is usually not done for the more fancy wines. The fancier wines are not mevushal. So makata yain mevushal yain sheish bo dvash. The Shulchan Aruch says you're allowed to use that for kiddush, no problem. You're allowed to be makadish on that. Says the bir halacha desviralei shal yidei kol zeh ein mishtana hayayin legriusa, because through the process, as the Ran says right here, it doesn't change. Doesn't even change for the worse. The Yesh Omer, and then the Shulchan Aruch quotes the second day of, the day of a couple of Rishonim, the Rambam and others, Shein Makadishan Aleid. You can't be Makadishan it, based on the language of a Gemara, that you can only be Makadishan Yayin Sheroy Lanasek Al-Gabi HaMizbeach. So they say that includes Yayin Mevushal, meaning in the exclusion, and therefore you can't use it. The Shulchan Aruch, the Rama says, the minhag is to be mekel. Amin al kadosh alav afilu yesh lo yayin acher. Even if you have other wine, you could still use the yayin mevushal. There are those that are machmir to try to use yayin mevushal for kiddush, but one runs into then the second issue where yayin mevushal comes up, and that of course is yayin nesa. We know there is din daraisa, that if wine is poured to an avodah zara, so that is aser daraisa, is aser bahana yayin shenis nasech. To an avodah zara. Gemara avodah zara, daf chavtes, daf lamed. That's where this is discussed. Number one. Number two, though, but we know if that's the level one. Level two is stam yenam. If you have wine of a non-Jew, That's the second level. You don't know if it was Nesnazach HaGabim is to their Avodah Zarah or not. That's also Usser, right? Because you're not sure. Then the third level, Yayin Shel Yehudi Shenaga Bogoy. If you have a wine owned by a Jew that a non-Jew touched, so that is a din d'rabbanan, that is also usser under certain circumstances. Under certain circumstances. So what are all of those circumstances? So if it has if it is closed up and it's locked and it's has a seal and a double seal, all the different details that are discussed there in Avodah Zarah. But there is another limitation, and that is. The Gemara says, "Avodah Zarah deflamid, yayin mevushal is not included. Yayin mevushal is allowed. If a guy touches the yayin mevushal, then it doesn't make it usser. Why not? Why not? Why doesn't it make it usser?" So the Rambam says, because it was not common for them to be menaseh yayin mevushal on their mizbeach, it's not as chashuv, and therefore the din only included wine that was parallel to yayin nesach. Ein misnasech la'akum, perek yud aleph halacha tes, in hilchos ma'achalos asuros. Ein misnasech la'akum ela yayin, sheroi la'akum al gabe amizbeach. That's the only wine that goymar misnasech. Umipneze, kishagazro stam yenam. And that is why included in the gzera originally wasn't all wine. Vigazra called yayin she yigabo, she asr bahana. Lo gazra ela yayin she haroi lihisnasech. They were only gozer on wine that was right to be poured. Lefichach yayin mevushal shel Yisrael shenaga bo ha'akam eino aser. And why? Because it's not normally, regularly used in their batei avodah zarah. Umuter lishos em ha'akam b'kos echad avol yayin mazug v'yayin sheyitzchak lahachmitz v'efshar sheyishteh enaga bo nesa. That does not change anything. And then he also quotes the with honey. That was the other thing in the Shulchan Aruch. Horu ga'one ma'arav. He quotes shem nisari v'yein yisrael ma'advash o ma'tsaor hol v'enaroy lamizbeach harehu kimivushal. So the Rambam is extreme in both cases. It's Lashitasa. By Kiddush, he understands that Gemara, that you're not allowed to use wine with honey, or wine that is mevushal for Kiddush, Lashitasa, because it changes the status of the wine, and that is why for Bishal, for Maga, Akum, then it is not a problem if a guy touches this. If you look in the Ramban there in Avodah Zarah Daf Lamed has a different formulation. The Ramban says, "Ula ini yain mevusho lo pirshuli rabosai kama shir bishulo." My rabbis have not told me how much. Okay, it loses its status of wine because it's not so chashuv. But how much? Avol matzasi the Rav Avez, and he quotes the Ravid Shekasav, one of the Ravids. Hachi yama Rabbeinu Hai. He quotes this from Rabbeinu Haigon. Hachi daiko gaonim harishonim. So he quotes this from the Ravid, who quotes Rav Haigon, who quotes this from the Gaonim harishonim. Was in the early Gaonim, right after the Gemara. Kivan shehir tiach, nase mevushal, vein bo mishum gilui, velo mishum yayin nesach. Right when it boils. That's what the Ramban says. Va'akabala nikabel. And if this is the Masor that we have, we'll accept it. Aval, but he notes that if you look at the Yerushalmi says it's not an issue just of boiling, but it's an issue of limiting and making smaller the volume. Shemam ito mi midaso. Right when something starts boiling, it hasn't lost any volume yet, right? When it starts boiling and starts evaporating, then it starts losing some of the volume. So that's what he says. Nira li, shekishachaser al gabe ha'ur mi midaso, nasa yayin mevushal ve'ein bo mishom yayin nesach. That's the Ramban. It's got to, the amount has to become smaller, and that will reflect that it's something different now, and that's what's not included. That is the Rambam's focus is not so much how much. The Rambam just says that it's not the same type of wine. It's more garua, and that's why they don't use it in their batei avodah zarah. But it loses the shem yayin when the volume is nismite. The Shulchan Aruch quotes this halacha in Yaradeya in Kuf Chav Gimel. Kuf Chav Gimel, the discussion of yayin, maga yayin shenisasech al gabi hamizbeach. So the Shulchan Aruch says, Hilchas yayin nesach, Kuf Chav Gimel. Yayin mevushal shelonu, shenaga bo ha'ovid kochavim, mutter. Yayin mevushal is mutter. Umei emasai. And the Shach says, afilu b'shti, even to drink it. Afilu l'charchila. Mutter l'shtosu m'ovdei kochavim. Kemu b'shasu poskim. Tzara chumra. Oh, l'charchila. Oh, maybe only hana. No, it's mutter to drink. Nothing happens to it if it's mevushal. And that is why there are many. If somebody has any type of non-Jewish help in the house, they don't want to run into any type of problems. They never have yayin she'ena mevushal in the house. They don't want it to be moved in the fridge. They don't want it to have any shilas. you want to be machmir for the Rambam to use yayin she'ena mavushal for kiddush, then you have to worry about the other issues if they are shy to a certain situation. But the Shulchan Aruch says yayin mavushal is mutter. Ume'emas ha'nikra mavushal. The Shulchan Aruch just quotes the lashon av mishehir tiach al gabei ha'esh. When it boils, that is all the Shulchan Aruch quotes. If you look in the Shach, he quotes our Ramban. Da'ainu she'yisma'it mimidaso al yedei resicha. You have to make it have the volume minimized. He quotes that from the Rashba, but it's really the Ramban. He's the one that had that came up with that idea. That is the Shulchan Aruch. Okay, so that is where Yayin Mavushal comes up by Kiddush, comes up by Yayin that was touched by a non-Jew. There is a big discussion in the postgim. What about pasteurization? Pasteurization, is that enough? Pasteurization is boiling it up hot. So is that enough? So many say yes. Rav Shlomo Zalman doesn't like it. Rav Shlomo Zalman does not like to assume that pasteurization is enough. He does not think it gets hot enough, and therefore he has a different definition. Sometimes you see on some of the bottles, Mavusha, Lashito, Shell, Yayin, Mefustar, right? Different labels that wines have. He writes about this in Chelek Aleph Simen Chafhei in the Mincha Shlomo, Maga Nakri B'Yayin Mefustar. He writes that Mavur B'Avodah Zara, B'Yayin Mavusha, Shalanu, Mutter, Mavusha, Mavusha, Mishir Tiach Ala'esh, the Shach says, Mishi Yismite. He quotes this, it has to become smaller. Umash b'ksas b'zed, desagi b'shir shah yatzo ledesbo. The chashav l'kuli alma bishul gomer l'inyin Shabbos. Sounds like from here, yatzo ledesbo is enough, which is bishul for Shabbos. Uma mele gam mashma, the b'shir zesh yatzo ledesbo, harei zeh gam chashav k'nismaid mimidaso. And he says, I'm not so convinced. Ra'isi, and then he quotes other Rishonim, that get it on the act, he quotes the Meiri there, that Achi is av, Achi yakso lishlish, it goes even smaller. So Rav Shlomo Zalman Lamaisa, without reading all this whole tshuva, is not so convinced that it is just the beginning of the, is not so convinced that this is what they meant. Bram Nielan has died, let me just read the one paragraph. Sheish lafakpek tuva bakula zumi kama ta'amim. Can be mefakpek if it's just pasteurization. Can real any is daiti. The mevushal shediskar b'shasuv poskim ma'ir davka b'bishul rugiel. The kemoshe hatavshil misbashel b'kedera sha'al ha'ish. Kachoyim mevashlem gamas ayayin. Just like you have a pot that's cooked on the fire, so do they did that with wine via dua. And also the taste is affected. You can tell the difference. Yes, connoisseurs of wine can tell the difference if it's mevushal or not. But the average man generally cannot. Via dua. In those days, should take him tchilas abishol hakohal mi'an nodef umis ades. Some of the alcoholic content will leave. Gam shamati ishe malikim sham gafrur nasa shal heves kmo avar shal spirit. That if you hold the a match over it, maybe it could even light up. Ukimuvan shebeglal zeh tama yain mishtana. The taste changes. Masheikin bismaneinu hapister nasek shayain v'hamitzeh betoktsi noro skurim. They do the pasteurization when the pipes are totally closed, so nothing is evaporating. V'lachein heim amnam delegabe zeh shetzrichim shetaksa meyamida shaper mistaver. They don't lose any of the wine. It's mevushal without the miut. So it's mevushal, but there's no evaporation. It doesn't lose any of it, and the wine doesn't change so much of the taste. The pasuk shows vaneinu shemavasha tamlo mishtana begalzesha sagur veinidui gamosim otachmulos bechachma. They do everything they can shelo yeshem shini b'tamayayin, and they do whatever they can not to change the taste of the wine. V'shamati me'amumche says Rav Shlomo Zalman shahamon ha'am eino yachol klal lahargish. Ulahavchin, as we just said, shum hevdel be mafustar lo mafustar. Right, the experts do everything they can to try to make sure that it's not detectable that there's a difference or not. So that might be undermining the whole point of the hetter of Yayin Mevushal. So Rav Shlomo Zalman doesn't like it, but generally the minhag in many places, at most poskim, I think, is to rely on pasteurization as a hetter for Yayin Mevushal. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara Tanya, Hanodim and Hashemen be'Eretz Yisrael. If somebody makes a neder from Shemen in Eretz Yisrael, Mutter b'Shemen Shum Shemen, Ba'aser b'Shemen Zayis. Because in Eretz Yisrael, Shemen Zayis is the one that is common, the one that is always used, and therefore sesame oil is not included. Upe Bavel, the opposite. Also, b'shem shumshum and mutter b'shem zayis. Right, a halachic issue here. It's just the reality. You know what do people think? So in Bavel, shem and shumshum was more common, and that's why that's what was included. Makon shem istafken mizeh mizeh. What if you have a place that they use both? So aser b'zeh b'zeh. So then they would both be aser. Pshitas, isn't that obvious? If they both use both, they're thinking about both. Lo tzricha deruba min chad. Mistopkin. The chiddush is, even if only one is the majority of usage is one, and they also use the other one. Mao detema ezo basar ruba. I might think that I only go after the robe, and therefore only the one that's used the majority is aser. Kamash malan, safik isur ala chumra. Kamash malan, we don't say that. Safik isur here. A nether creates an isur, so you're not sure, so safik isura is lachumra, and that is why they are both usher in that case. You don't follow the rov, in other words. You don't follow the rov, which is now a question of achronim. Even before we get to the question of the achronim, the Beis Yosef has a stira. The Beis Yosef in the beginning of Simen Reish Ches says, if the rov are noheg, right, there are other sources that we do follow the rov. Right, he quotes from earlier cases that we had. Remember the Mishnayos that we had, if you're in a place where most people call this Cherem, most people call this the Cherem Kohanim, Cherem this, you do follow the rove in those cases. Right, so I don't understand. Says the Beis Yosef in Sif Aleph of Reish Ches, Umashma Vadai, Tehua, then you go whenever. You have Basar Maliach, you have Yayin, you have this, you have that, you always go after the rove. So why is it that it's against our Mishnah? Umashba the Rabbeinu, he quotes from the Torah, De basa rov b'nei hamakom azlinan, v'lo chayshina lemi uta, de kedekai malam v'chol duchta, azlinan basa rov, v'yesh la haksho salav, from what it says in Siman Reish Yud Zayin, which is really our Gemara. Gabe hanodir men Hashemen, v'mistafkin b'shneim, asur b'shneim, af al bisha rov si pukar me'echen mehem. Why is it? You always follow the rov in all the Mishnahs, all the halachas, except here, says the Beis Yosef. Why is our case different? The Havamina, you should go after the Rov Kamashlan, you don't. So the Afshar says the Beis Yosef, no, there's still a difference. In other cases, what do most people call Cherem, and what do some people call Cherem? That's a Rov and a Meat, you go after the Rov. But here, you know what the Gemara is saying? Everybody uses both oils. It's just that most of their usage is one oil, and a Meat of their usage is another oil. That's a different type of rove and miut. The efshar, the hasam pula mistafkin mishneim, elisha rove sipuka meyachin mehem. It's just that most of their usage is one of them, but they all use both of them. Hilka, kila, kibun, shakula, mistafkin mishneim, aser mishneim. That's why you could go after the miut here, because really, it's not really a miut. Everybody uses both of these. The Taz quotes this in the beginning of Siman Reish Ches. He's not so convinced about it. But what's the root issue here? How do you define rov and miut? Sometimes you have to know what population you use and whether it's really a rov. What if you, do you go by the rov of an item? Or do you go by rov people? What if you have more of a certain item that is used in the world, but most people don't use that? So do you go by people? Do you go by objects? That's the issue of the Beis Yosef and the Taz here. The Beis Yosef says that if everybody uses it, so that's why the Gemara says you don't follow the rov of the item in this case. Because everybody, that's the Kamash Malan. The Kamash Malan of Savik Yisrael Lachomer, why don't you go for the rov? Because here it's not really a rov. It's most people all people use both of them, and it's just that they use more of one and not the other. The Netziv also weighs in on this issue of why is it you don't follow the rov here. We have the answer that we just mentioned of the Beis Yosef. The Netziv here in the Rami Sada suggests that maybe there's another difference. When do you follow the rov? And you say bittul barov, and this relates to our Ron from yesterday. You only follow the rov where there is a clash, where there is a miyut keneged harov. But if they're just standing side by side, and they're not clashing, so maybe you wouldn't follow the rove in that case. Yesterday the Ron said you wouldn't say bittul in that case, which at root is based on following the rove. Says the Netziv, she'en achras rove ela hechashish miut neged harov, she'bazei yesh lomar, she'yesh leilich achar harov, v'lo achar hamiut, aval kan ein stira, kivan she'efshar she'kavanaso l'shneihem. Says the Baromei Sada, it's only if there's a difference you would follow the rope. You have to see how that, if that answers, and that fits into some of the other earlier, cases, you know, that is, to figure out with the charamim and with the other lashonos, you have to see if that answer fits in, but that is the nesiv, right here. So we have two answers related to that. Others want to suggest the Shram Sion of Halacha here relates this sugya to a shita of the Noda Behuda. Right? He quotes this that, or even before we get to that, first he starts off, if you look in this we say, Safik Kamashwalan, Safik Yisrael Lachumra, so is that Batara's Vadir or Batara's Safik? If you look in the Ran here sounds like it's still a Safik. That's what it sounds like from the Ran. You're not sure, and therefore you are just Machmir Le Chumra, even though you're not sure. If you look in the Mefarish, though, the Mefarish on the third to last line, Umi Shemen Shemistavchin Bo Nadar Bein Rav Bein Ma'at. That's the Savik Lachumra. We assume that this is what he had in mind. Not just Batara Safik, but Batara Vadai, right? That is why you're allowed to do that here, because we're not sure, even though it's not following the Rov. Says the Sharm Shana Balacha here, maybe we can explain that based on the following. Lama ein Why is it? By Nedarim here, you don't go follow the Rov. Vizeo api mashakasev, v'tshuvas no de Behudi. Quotes from the Noda Behuda. A much discussed Noda Behuda is in Maradura Tinyana Evan Ezer Simin Membeis, that the concept of Rov is only by Bnei Yisrael. You only have it by Bnei Yisrael. Achei Rabim Lahatos is a mitzvah in the Torah. It's not one of the Sheva mitzvahs. So it's said to Am Yisrael. Shalahem nitna haTorah. V'ksiv ba'achei Rabim Lahatos. V'kfar kasva aposkim harishonim. T'gam Rov huadayin safek. Ela shaTorah hechriya lelech achar harov. As we just said, Rov doesn't mean it's a vadai. Even if you say that it's a, whatever you say, it's a birur achra, but you might not, it's not a din vadai, says the Sharm Siyana Balacha. That's what we assume. Ela shatorah hechriya that you follow, umiyata yesh lomar, dezenicha badavar sha'asra Torah. When do we have you follow the rove by something that the Torah asers, which is something unique to Jews, and that's why you have the concept of rove. Avo badavar shehu asar al atzmo, but something that he asers on himself, Hochin Basar Machshavaso. Just like the Noda Behuda said, it's a special din daraisa. It's not just that pure logic. It's if it's pure logic, then it would even apply to non-Jews. It's not pure logic. It's not a din vadai. So that's why it only applies to Jews. So you see, it's something to do with the din haTorah. So Nidarim is not a regular din haTorah. Just like it doesn't apply to Bnei Noach, so too it might not apply to Nidarim, says the Sharm Sena Balacha, because he answered something based on his own Machshava, and Yesh Lomar discovering Gam Lachela Kamiyut. Could be that he also had the Miyut in mind, that's based on that Noda Behuda. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara, again, obviously, Safek Yisrael Lachumra is something that we could talk about at length, in the terms of Safek Da'araisa Lachumra, that's what we're talking about here, it's on the level of a Da'araisa, Machlokas, the Rambam, and other Rishonim, in terms of, is that a Din Da'araisa itself, or is that a Din Da'rabanan? Famous Shita of the Rambam, and Hilchas Tumas Meis, that the Din of Safek Da'araisa Lachumra is itself a Din Da'rabanan. On a Da'araisa level, Safek Da'araisa Lakula. On a Da'araisa level, all Fakos are Mutter. It's only, right, the Dini HaTorah are only meant by vadais and not by suffix. The Rambam says in the context of tuma, davar yadua shekol elu atumos v'chayotze bohen. All of these tumos sheim yishum suffix hari hein shal devrehem. They're all derabanan. Ve'ein tamei min haTorah ela mi shenitva tuma vadais. Tuma d'araisa is only someone who became vadai tamei. Aval kol asvekos bein betumos bein b'ma'achalas asuros bein ba'arayos v'shabasos. Ein choshen lahen elami divrei sofrim. It's only derabanan. All sveikos. The Rambam though acknowledges the major problem with this shita. To say something daraisa is a din derabanan. So why would you ever bring an asham talui? Asham talui is when you're misupak whether you did an averaj that you're chayev chatas or not. If you say that safik lachumra is only a din derabanan, how could you be chayev a karban? So he says that's an exception. Afal pikein davar shachayav and alzdon okare sveiko asim in haTorah shariyosa oso chayev basham tali kamosha biarna. That is not a regular case of suffik. Regular suffik daraisa would be lakula mida oraisa and only lachumra midirabanan. But if it's a suffik iser kares, so that's part of the built-in system. that is the chumrah, and one would bring an asham tali. And the Ravid, of course, argues, zehu shibush gadol. Shari amru bakama makomos, sveika daraisa lachumrah, vesveika darbana lakula, vizu sveika daraisa hi. Right, that is not the, maybe I'll agree by sveika, says the Ravid, but not by a regular sveika. I don't agree with that Rambam. There's a little piece, I think probably the smallest piece, I didn't check exactly, but in Asvin Daraisa, which are usually lengthy essays on various topics, in Klal Hay, he has one little piece about this machlokes, Rambam, Rashba, Rambam, other Rishonim, whether Sari Daraisa Lachomer is in Daraisa or not, and he goes through, the Svara, the Torah, lo dibra, rakmi yediyas ha'adam, ukshakasva nevela, lo tochlu, when the Torah says, don't eat nevela, kivna bazep, the kavana is, if you know this is nevela, don't eat it. If you don't know it's nevela, the Torah is not talking about that, and it's not aser vidvarev no da'im. Right, that is a known thing. He has a beautiful hemshech about that machlokas. Let's first finish, and then we'll see if we have time. Hopefully we will, but Hashem, we'll get back to that, the lumdis that the Asvid Araisa gives for the Rambam. But let's continue now first. Hanod mena yarak bishar yishnei shavua. Continuing the brisa, if somebody makes a neder from vegetables, from yarak, in all other years other than the Shemitah year, aser b'yarkos hagina, umutar b'yarkos hasada. As the Mishnah said, we assume that you have in mind vegetables that are being grown in gardens, and not wild vegetables out in the field. But ubishviyas, in Shemitah, when the whole garden is open to the public and it's hefker, then aser b'yarkos hasada, umutar b'yarkos hagina. Then the opposite could be true, or not just the opposite, the Ran says both. The Ran says maybe both would be usher, not just one of them, because that would be included. The bottom line of the Ran, im nader b'shvias, e efshar lomar, shen eskaven liyaragina, ta'ein nizar v'lo notim b'shvias. Right, you can't say he has this in mind. Elavadi liyarak hasada, sha'ola me'elav niskaven, it's ma'ola me'elav. But you also might say, somebody, the Me'iri also discusses it, whether there is no such thing as yarkos hagina. So the question is, did you include what is called in other years yarkos hagina? That's what's not so clear. Right, the Ran gives off the impression that it's not included, that it didn't include the yarkos hagina, even though it's not really that in this year. Amar Rabbi Yevo Mishim Rabbi Chinina ben Gamliel Lo Shanu. When do we say that it's not included? Ela b'makom she'emivi in yarg mechutz laaretz laaretz. That's only in a place in Eretz Yisrael where they don't import. They don't import from chutz laaretz. Avo b'makom she'emivi in yarg mechutz laaretz laaretz. But in a place where they bring vegetables from chutz laaretz laaretz, they could even bring yarkos hagina aser, then they would both be aser. This is where the Ran says. I jumped the gun before. This is where the Ran says they would both be aser, because you could have yarkos gina that are being brought in. Kitanoi, and this could be related to a machlokas tanoim. Right? The Shimon Kubetzes here says, doesn't mean like kitanoi usually means that the previous machlokas, there was no machlokas here, really, that we just quoted, but this relates to the following machlokas tanoim, whether this is appropriate or not. Ein mevi'in yarak min chutz laaretz laaretz, you should not import. Rabbi Chanan ben Gamliel, omer mevi'in yarak min chutz laaretz laaretz, you can. My time at the man d'amar ein mevi'in, why would you say you should not import? Amar b'yirmiya mishum gush, because of the dirt of Eretz Ha'amim, the vegetables would come with some dirt on them, and as the Gemara says, the Ran quotes it, Shabbos daf tesvav, gusha de Eretz Ha'amim tamei, the dirt of chutz la'aretz is tamei, and you're being metamei the kadosh and tohar ground of Eretz Yisrael, so that's why this tumas Eretz Ha'amim, it's included in that discussion of the Yudches Dvarim that Chachamim were gozer on, discussed in the first parak in Masechah Shabbos. Why is there tumas? Oh, Rov Rishonim, Rashi and Shabbos there, the Rambam, the Rishon Mishnayos say that they are not so careful in terms of tamei meis. They bury their dead all over, and not specifically in a Beis HaKfaris, they're not Nisar, so it could be anywhere, there could be Tumas Meis, which, right, there's Machlokas Tanoim that we discussed, Akum, a Meis Akum, how much is that? Tamei, Maga, Masa, Ohel, right, that is, not getting into the details right now, but that's number one. If you look in Tosfos in Nazir, and there's a Medrash quoted about this, that no, because Rov B'nai Yisrael, not just worried about Akum, Rov B'nai Yisrael that were killed over the centuries or in Chutz La'aretz, and therefore were nervous about Meisei Yehudim, not just Meisei Akum. Either way, that is Tumas Gush. If you look in the Chashuk Yechemin here, he quotes a very Lamaisa Shaila that is, depending on which posting you ask, contemporarily, they might give you different answers, right? There is a machlokas, as he mentions, as we know, in between the Beis Yosef and the Mabit, whether kinyan akum in Eretz Yisrael is mafkia midei maisris, mafkia midei kedusha, or not. So the question is, he says, we're talking about importing here. If you have the choice, let's say you assume that there is no kedusha by akum, by a kinyan akum in Eretz Yisrael, if one has the choice between buying akum or buying chutz la'aretz, or buying chutz la'aretz, what should one buy? Right? In Shemitah, we're talking about. In Shemitah. If one has Kedusha Shvius, so then Lechori says, especially according to the Ramban who says it's a mitzvah to eat Paris of Kedusha Shvius, then obviously it's a mitzvah. Try to do that. But let's say you don't have Kedusha's Paris. Or for some reason, let's say you're buying it for a major organization and a public setting and you don't want to buy anything with Kedusha. So you have the choice of buying Nachri or Chutz La'aretz. What should you buy? Why are we talking about this here? Because you were talking about Chutz La'aretz, talking about what was imported. So he says, Pashtus, it seems like, he says, Dano aposkin b'dvar kinias yibol Nachri, mitzad iser schoro, mitzad shlichus, v'nirad she'me'od kamet ta'amim, adif liknos, peros, she'enam kadoshim me'chutz La'aretz. He says, importing shaharei al yedei kinias aperes mehanachri umak mechazik as his yashvish alem ba'aretz, a very, very serious issue. If you're buying from the Arabs in Eretz Yisrael, then you're being mechazik them, and you're giving them money to do whatever they want to do, and then you're being mechazik their hold on Eretz Yisrael. And in Gittin, as we know, you're even allowed to have an agoy sign a document for Yishuv Eretz Yisrael on Shabbos. V'derash ha-kosha gen she'in ligrom l'chizuk es yashvusam ba'aretz, v'kosha gen she'im him kanu as hakaka me'yehudi, she'ish mitzvah likros hakaka b'chazar. It's a very serious issue in the world today. V'im b'chutz l'aretz ha-perish ha-yecham l'Yisrael. And furthermore, if the produce that's coming in from Chutz La'aretz is owned by a Jew, that's another better reason. You have no idea, but it could be. Says, look elsewhere where I spoke about the Esrogim. So he says, if one could get it from a Jewish Chutz La'aretz, that's definitely better. But even Stam Chutz La'aretz, he says, that's an added point. But Chutz La'aretz, he says, is if some reason one can't have payments with Kedusha, so one should. Chutz La'aretz is better, says the Chashuk Yechemed, from Akum in Eretz Yisrael. Vaita, let's finish up. Min akruv aser bis pargus, from cabbage aser bis pargus, right, because that is within the category, that's included, it's a type of kruv. Min aspargus motiver kruv, because that's the larger category. Min agrisim, grisim are grains and grits that are used in oatmeal, aser b'mikvah. It's also that mikvah, because in mikvah is grisin. Rabbi Yossi Matri says no, because grisin only means like the raw grisin and not the mikvah. Min ha-mikvah mutar b'grisin. If somebody says mikvah mutar b'grisin, even according to the Tanakama, because he doesn't mean what's raw. Min ha-mikvah aser b'shum. Because if somebody says mikvah aser b'shum, either because it's a main ingredient, it's included. For Rabbi Yossi Matri, he says no. Min ha-shum mutar b'mikvah, but just from garlic, so that'll be mutar in the mikvah, because that's something different. Min ha-adashim aser b'ashishim. Right, we quoted this before. Somebody's asers from lentils, so prepared with honey, lentils, fried with honey, lentils, so that is aser, because that's a type of lentils. Rabbi Yossi Matri, no, because that changes it. Vitamin hashishim mutar ba'adashim, because that's a specific type, so other lentils are not included. Chita chitim she'ani toheim, the wheat and wheat, right? In English, there's no plural. So chita chitim she'ani toheim, aser bohen bein kemach bein apas. So we assume that the double lashon, singular and plural, includes flour, which is usually a plural, and bread, which you can just say singular. Gris, grease, and she'ani toheim, aser bohen bein chayim bein mevushalim. Again, raw or cooked. Gris and Rabbi Yehuda Omer, konem gris ochita she'ani toheim. If you only say the singular mutar lakos chayim, then you could eat it raw. Because usually when you would eat something raw, you would eat more than one, and you use the plural lashon. Only when something is made already, a loaf of bread, that's singular. Tan Yerub Shem Gamliel Omer, chita she'ani toheim aser lefos. If I say chita, I'm not allowed to taste, so it's aser in what's baked, because that's what we just said. The singular lashon goes on the product. Umutar lakus, it's mutar to eat it raw, because you would have used the plural lashon. Chitim sh'ani toheim, the opposite. Aser lakus umutar lefos. Chita chitim sh'ani toheim, if you use both lashonos, aser bein lakus bein lefos. Then both are included. Gris sh'ani toheim, gris. If I say that now I'm going to taste aser levashel vaser umutar lakus, because gris, the singular lashon, is used, we assume, by the finished product. Grisim shani toim aser lakusim mutar lavasho. Only what's raw. Grisim shani toim aser bein lavasho bein lakus. Ben lakus is always the lashon used when you eat something raw to be koseis. Right, as the both would be aser. Hadrolach another ben mavushal. That takes us through this parak, which is all about various lashonos and nedarim that are used. Okay, well, I guess we'll have to stop here. And Hashem, next time we'll pick up with the seventh parak, which continues the discussions of language. But again, as we see, even though it's talking about language, there is a lot of important yesodos that come through the dafim, as we got to talk today a little bit about Savi Daraisa L'chumra and Yayin Mevushal and Rove and Shemos. And Shemos, the names of things which reflect the items themselves. Okay, we'll stop here.